Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Jake Smith from Intel, and I am joined today for Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud by Dr. Rajiv Papaneja. Rajiv, thank you for joining us today. Can you talk a little bit about ESDS Software Solutions and the role that you play at the company and the company's history? You guys have such a breadth of knowledge about cloud and data center computing.
Thank you, Jake. Pleasure to be here interacting with you today. So ESDS was founded in 2005. We were more of a tech support company. And from there, we matured into a hosting company and then to a cloud services provider. My role personally, I look at the technology and the business operations. We are into providing cloud and managed data center services. We have a few data centers in India, and we are currently serving more than 35,000 customers across the globe. Proud to say that we are the only data center company in India to have its own in-house developed auto-scalable cloud that is doubly patented from USA and UK for a very unique concept. Vertical auto-scaling of resources in real time. We also have a bouquet of products that we have developed which complement our data center business, such as data center management tools, IoT platform, vulnerability scanners. We have our own cloud orchestration layer. And I've been with ESDS for more than last 7 years now. It has been a great journey so far. We have multiplied our revenue almost 7 times since 2011.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I do want to talk about the E-Nite Cloud and what you've done with the new Intel Xeon Scalable processors. I've spent my career working on Xeon, so I'm very excited about what you're doing. Tell our listeners about the work that you guys have done.
Basically, our solution was developed on Intel platform. And around 2009, we could sense that as Intel platform were getting more and more superior, going forward, mainframes and power systems like HP UX and IBM AIX and systems like this would phase out. So we started building our solution on the Intel, and we tried to be on as much open source software as possible for our stack of software required to build our platform. So with Intel, we basically had this vertical scaling technology built in where based on the load that is coming to the virtual machines, we started scaling the CPU and RAM in real time. Now, Intel Xeon processors supported the scaling in real time. They also supported it at a very granular level of 3 decimal places, which really helped us because we went ahead and introduced a very unique kind of payment and billing model, which today nobody in the world has. And we differentiate ourselves from what people call as pay-per-use for cloud, which is a very commonly used term. We say we are a pay-per-consumption. We carry that model where we charge you for the usage of your compute up to 3 decimal places. And this only Intel processor could provide us.
Let's talk a little bit about the products that you really integrate, that genius that your team has been developing and that you've been developing. Can you talk a little bit about the E-Nite Cloud and E-Magic, those two products specifically?
So vertical auto-scaling technology is essentially where you keep the number of server constant, and you keep on increasing and decreasing the compute resources as per the demand. For example, if you take an analogy of, let's say, an automobile, so it's like somebody is driving a Ferrari and he wants more horsepower. So it can be done by simply switching to the turbo mode in the car. You don't have to switch the car. You can just press a button, say turbo mode, and that's it. While horizontal scaling is like you have multiple Honda cars together and they're working in parallel to get that desired horsepower. The intelligent scaling that we developed is, we said that you never have to size your virtual machines. You can directly send the load on your virtual machines, and the intelligent virtual machine manager that we have developed has the technology that it keeps on sensing the load, and it knows based on your historical data and current load that has come, how much capacity should be provided for optimal usage. This technology was specifically for Enlight Cloud. Meanwhile, we also had our own data center management and monitoring tool. something like ManageEngine or HP OpenView, Nagios or SolarWinds, if you've heard of. These are open source products. So we have replaced all of these in few clients in India. So data centers like Reliance also uses our technology. Basically, we built a data center monitoring and management tool for ourselves, and then we made it a commercial product. With this product, you can manage all your data centers sitting at one place. So like we manage our clients' data centers in UK, US, and India through a single pane of glass. And what all it can do, it can manage your physical infrastructure, it can manage your virtual infrastructure, even up to the level of IOPS on a storage can be managed. It can do management of databases. So you have MySQL, MSSQL, and Oracle that can be managed, and all settings and everything can be done through that. It has an inbuilt vulnerability scanner. It has a SIEM tool inbuilt. It has NetFlow analysis for data center. It has a complete change management system and inventory management system inbuilt. And it also has an orchestration layer inbuilt. And that orchestration layer can help you manage all the hypervisors, whether it is VMware, whether it is Xen, Hyper-V, it sits on top of them. So it's a very unique product that we have come up with.
Well, it sounds amazing. And we've actually done a solution brief together on Enlight Cloud, which folks can find out on the Intel Builders website. Look for ESDS. But let's talk a little bit about what you've done with website security. I think it's a very unique offering. You've created a security audit capability. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Even though there are so many new security products out in the market, for example, we have all the latest firewalls that are deployed, and we have come up with all the software-defined stuff. But somewhere still, there is a part which is lacking, and still data centers are getting attacked. And we figured out that basically the attack is not happening from outside in. It is happening from inside out. We are hosting these 2 million websites, and these websites are not developed by us. They are developed by developers like 10 years back, for example, developed in technologies which are vulnerable, like WordPress and Joomla. We all know they get attacked by malware very easily. And if they don't update their softwares or their base, then I become suddenly vulnerable. My data center becomes vulnerable. And once from inside the attack starts, my whole network becomes vulnerable. So we started building this something like Stop the Hacker. And we said that let's deploy it for ourselves, which would take care of all the top OWASP vulnerabilities, such as checking for domain reputations, SQL injections in the code, cross-site scripting, local and remote file inclusions, malware scanning, all these together. So whatever new things are coming up, it looks for real-time blacklisting of domains. So we built our own product and we started running this. And then most of the nationalized banks are today using our product.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I know why customers work with you, because you have the highest level of commitment to delivering the best solutions possible. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Intel, not just on the Xeon scalable processors, but the overall relationship and how we continue to work together to innovate?
So this relationship is very tightly coupled and our whole solution runs on it. But it's not only about Enlight Cloud. We work so closely on other fronts too. So we do a lot of joint events together. Lately, when Intel came up with the Purley Serve processor, we were the first ones to have it in the nation to do a benchmark testing of our Enlight Cloud and other hypervisors on it. We also work together on the research and development front with Intel. So we've doing a lot of work. We work with Intel Singapore also in many cases. It is different from any of the other players in India. In fact, we are having an event in Bangalore with Intel to showcase the smart city solutions, how we are developing smart city solutions using Intel platform.
Let's talk a little bit about smart cities. You're obviously well-traveled. You manage a business and customers all over the world. And some of our listeners may just want to understand your perspective on smart cities and why are they so important for all of us around the globe?
So this IoT, where all these sensors would be sending data, it would be so much helpful to reduce the carbon footprints. So let's say, for example, we have smart metering. If there was no smart metering, we see that there are street lights that go on at 7 in the evening and they are sometimes on the whole night up till 11 in the morning, which is of no use, then most of the times we see that the objects have they have lost their life. And unless somebody actually monitors it, they are just kept like that for no reason. Sometimes the traffic light is not working. So all these things, once we enter smart governance, when these objects start sending data to our cloud and they are analyzed in real time, all the actions can be proactively taken. This is on the technical front, but also on the safety front, also on making a society better, also on making the transportation better. In all these cases, I feel smart city is not just about infrastructure. It is more about how best we can make use of the technology to not only touch the lives on the planet, but also save our environment.
Rajiv, I have to tell you, it's such an honor for me to have you here today. You know, we're running out of time here and our listeners would want more. But for our listeners, please reach out to Dr. Papaneja's website. Can you give us a little more details on how they can do that?
Sure. Basically, to check more about Enlight, you can always go to esds.co.in. So that's esds.co.in. I can be personally reached at rajiv.papaneja, that's rajeev.papaneja at esds.co.in.
Thank you. On behalf of Intel, we are honored to have Dr. Papaneja. This has been Jake Smith for Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud. Wherever you may have listened to this, we wish you a good evening, a good afternoon, or a good morning.